A Jewish Journal article, From Caesars to Cedars. Recently I performed 14 shows on the Las Vegas Strip. In an expensive suit, shiny shoes, and polished teeth, I busted them up. Working with me, straight from brain surgery, was Avi Liberman, who was so funny I thought I should get brain surgery. On Shabbos, we had lunch in Avi's room overlooking the Strip. On Monday, I drove back to Los Angeles. Then life did what life does. It spun my world in a different direction. Shabbos afternoon, our matchatunim, in-law, Roz, came for lunch. She told me how good I looked and how the few pounds I put on were perfect. Little did I know that this was the kiss of death. Just kidding, Roz. Around midnight I awoke with a familiar stomach pain. This pain is like a bad relative. As much as you try to forget it or them, you can't. In the past, it was a bowel blockage. I was hoping that this time it was not. In constant contact with my internist Mark Hyman, I tried to wait it out. But that afternoon, while in so much pain, I went to the emergency room. My wife drove me to Cedars Sinai, but because of COVID I went in alone. After a CAT scan it was confirmed, I had a small bowel blockage. It took 7 more hours to get me into a room. While lying in the hallway, a nurse with a clipboard asked me that, if necessary, do I want to be resuscitated? I told her to ask my wife. She said I had to answer this question on my own. I wanted to explain to her that I'm a Jewish husband and am not allowed to answer questions, but I mumbled yes. I called my wife and started crying. She also started crying when she realized how little life insurance I had. Just kidding. No beautiful suit and shiny shoes now. Instead, I was now draped in a Cedars Sinai hospital gown. The kind that shows everyone your flip side. These gowns make your butt feel like there is an open window somewhere. After a rough 5 days, no surgery but lots of intervention, my colon popped back. I was ready to go home. But here goes life again. 4 o'clock in the morning, a few hours before my release, my atrial fibrillation, AFib, kicked in. Instead of going home, a nurse rushed me up to the cardiac floor. AFib is when your heart goes out of sinus rhythm. Mine was galloping at 160 beats a minute. It felt like an electric egg beater running inside my chest. They quickly gave me a drug to slow down my heart. My cardiologist Dr. Wiener was on the phone talking me down off the wall. Again, life takes another turn. It's now 8 a.m. and my heart was very much still running like an Alaskan salmon heading upstream. I asked my wife, who spent the night, to hand me my tefillin bag. She did and I placed the tefillin on my head and left arm. I did a few of my truncated prayers. I also thanked God for all He has given me and taken from me. I even thanked Him for what I was going through because I know that if I am willing to look, there is a great lesson here somewhere. Then I rattled off important names for Him to keep safe. I always feel better when I remind God about the people I love. 15 minutes after putting on my tefillin, I was out of AFib. Was it the drug they were giving me or was it something else? I told my wife that we just got handed a miracle. She was happy and stopped Xeroxing my insurance policy. In my mind, from beginning until the end, this was a constant series of miracles. If not, then I was just lucky. And just luck is something I can't accept. Now I need to get back into my expensive suit, without an opening in the back, and make people laugh. Or I could leave an opening in the back and see how that goes. Mark Schiff is a comedian, actor, and writer.